change control board, CCB, and other options. A subset of change management is change control. Change control exists to ensure that the portfolio of projects or an individual project conforms to its intended scope, which in turn makes it much more likely that time and budget constraints will be met. Change control is necessary to avoid scope creep, changes requested by the customer that are not controlled and result in unapproved increases in time and schedule, or gold plating. Team members do unasked for extra work that increases the scope. Unauthorized changes in scope are a major cause of portfolio or project failure because extra scope consumes time and money that was intended for the approved scope. Scope works a little differently at the portfolio or program level than it does at the project level. At the portfolio or program level, the full scope of the transformation often has significant uncertainty, especially early in the transformation. This is partly because the scope may be progressively elaborated upon during transformation design, but it is also partly because some projects might be completed successfully yet contribute nothing to the overall portfolio's intended outcomes. While this is clearly never an intent, its possibility creates more uncertainty at this level. This makes individual projects less uncertain than the overall transformation. A change control board, CCB, if used, should be a formally chartered board that governs change. There may be a board at the portfolio level and one or more different CCBs to govern change at the project or workstream level. The role of such boards is to collect all external or internal change requests, evaluate them for their technical merit, customer or organizational benefit, feasibility, quality impact, ability to integrate, and then assess the value of allowing the change, incremental cost and schedule impact versus incremental benefits. The board can approve, modify, or reject changes. Some changes might be put in a parking lot and others outright rejected. From a change management perspective, rejected changes need to be handled sensitively, such as by indicating the merits of the request, why it cannot be accommodated at this time, and how the plans might accommodate the underlying need in a different way. The board may have the power to allocate more funds or resources to an individual project, or they may make recommendations to the steering committee. At the individual project level, project management standards typically call for a CCB to be used on traditional projects, but agile project management standards need faster decision-making than a formal board allows. Agile projects instead invest the project team with change control responsibility. Because such projects embrace change, even late in development, to enable customer requirements to evolve to increase the value of the deliverables. In such projects, the product owner, a role that represents the needs of the customer, the team, and the project manager, for example, a scrum master, collaborate to determine feasibility, technical merit, cost/schedule impact, and benefits. Therefore, a CCB may not be appropriate on every type of project.